I'm Doug Johnson, and today I'm speaking with Ken DeYoung from GoServe Global. And the organization is currently in Haiti after the devastating Hurricane Melissa has hit the area. What can you tell us, Ken? What's happening there?
Well, we missed the main wind when it comes to the hurricane. It kind of wrapped itself around the south and then west side of us. So that was a blessing. But sometimes the rain, heavy rain and flooding can be even more devastating in a country like Haiti. So we've had a lot of coastal flooding, storm surge, heavy rains up in the mountain that all eventually comes down and causes a lot of problems. One of the biggest things for us right now is the amount of people that have been forced out of Port-au-Prince. There's probably 750,000 of those individuals and families that are in our area with no place to stay and no job, no food. And then 5 or 6 days of heavy rain and flooding on top of that, it just makes it really tough for a lot of people involved. So we're trying to do what we can. I've got a container with homes and food on its way. It was actually on the way before the hurricane, but it'll be a while till it gets there. So the biggest need is just being able to buy food and some clothing for those people that just have nothing. So it's a hard thing, and we can turn dollars into food pretty quick. There's food available. We just have to be able to buy it.
And how could people get involved with your organization then? Website, that type of thing?
Yeah, website is great, and we've got some Facebook things where you can link right in and donate, so it's pretty simple.
Could you give us those locations? What's the website then?
Sure, it's GoServeGlobal.org, and it's GoServe without an E on the end, but all one word, GoServe Global.
And what are you seeing right now in the area? You said roads washed out, families displaced, and is there any kind of a rebuilding thing that's, I suppose that's not really being talked about right now. Right now it's the hunger and the food needed, right?
Yeah, that's the immediate need, and that's what we can turn to the quickest response. I was able to wire money down yesterday to Eddie, and so some food has been bought for one community specifically needing it, and we could get to. So it's a quick return on your investment, if you will.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you have in the area then now with your organization?
Well, we don't have any U.S. people there right now, but our staff and those involved with GoServe are there. They're Haitians, and they're all there. So we've got several different people ready to help, and because we've got schools and hospitals and orphanages, so a lot of staff, and everybody's willing to help.
And I heard that your safety homes, some of those survived the hurricane and what went through, and were able to help people?
Yep, the safety homes are always a huge help in this kind of situation. We had about 300 homes there when Matthew went through a few years ago, and they all stayed, and we would have 30, 40, 50 people in each safety home riding it out. And I know yesterday talking to our director at the Village of Hope, which was one of our first projects, there's 72 homes there, I believe, and there were hundreds of people in the safety homes and in the church building just trying to find a dry spot to stay.
So briefly, tell us about the safety home, how it's manufactured and what it is.
Well, it's Stukup Manufacturing. We've partnered with them. It's a great partnership. It for those Iowa people that remember the government bins, 18-foot government bins, it kind of looks like that, but it's modified for a home. So they're 18 feet in diameter and have a heat shield on top, which helps ventilate and keep it cool inside, and door and windows, and just a great thing that can be built in a day and last for 75 years. So it's a neat thing, and we can't say enough good about Stukup and their heart to help, and that's been a blessing to us. And we've got about 500 safety homes in Haiti, and 100 in other countries around the world, if you will, as well.
And I suppose you're continuing to reach out and to help people in their need, because there's a lot of poverty and different things across our world.
Yeah, you're sure right. There's a lot of need. And we haven't been able to ship containers into Haiti for a couple of years, but we think we can get them back going again. And we have a list of hundreds of people that can use a safety home there. And so there's no end to what the need is.
Well, today I'm talking with Ken DeYoung of GoServe Global. And you're located where now, your main office, Ken?
We're in Ankeny now.
In Ankeny, Iowa.
Yep.
So any final comments on how someone can help and get the word out to help you guys out and what you're doing over there?
Well, we really appreciate people and their heart to help. And like I mentioned earlier, people like to help. They just want to know where it's being used and used wisely. And we can guarantee that. We put those dollars to work and as efficiently as we can. So we're just blessed to have so many people, and especially in this part of the Midwest, that are willing to help.
And once again, could you give maybe the website and the phone number if somebody's interested in contacting you?
Yeah, it's goserveglobal.org. And our phone number down here at Ankeny is 515-448-3131.
Okay, thanks so much, Ken, and God bless you in your work there in Haiti and across the globe. Thanks for what you're doing for the Lord.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
And once again, if you'd like to get involved with GoServe Global, you can find out more at goserveglobal.org. I'm Doug Johnson.